you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, John, do we look better or worse now that I'm 31?
You look way better.
Thank
and as
you.
You'll hear on Sunday's episode, there was a whole drama about your haircut, which we won't even get into right now. Because we have a special guest in the room for our Another Shot episode.
Yes.
He's one of the co-hosts of We Watch Wrestling, a very popular podcast. It's Vince Averill.
Hi, hello.
Vince.
Thank you.
Even more important, he claims, without any sort of irony or sarcasm, that he's Matt's friend.
I don't get it, but fine. If that's
Is this
how
true?
He,
like,
oh, it's way true, man. I love Matt.
I know. We're just joking.
What's Matt's best quality and worst quality?
Just a sweetheart of a human. He'd lay his jacket on a puddle for you.
Aw. That's true.
Thank you, Vince. I'm going to cry.
Worst quality.
Yeah, he's got
maybe,
to have a shitty
one. Playing the piano.
Yeah, okay. Now I know you guys did in your band.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the reason Vince is here, I actually met him last night because Matt invited me out on another date.
Oh, nice.
Of course I went.
Yeah.
We had a few drinks before. We went to this amazing boxing bar,
Jimmy
actually,
Porter.
That mm-hmm. Matt has been to. Matt, like, sits me down on this table in the back, like a dive bar, like right on 44th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I think I've been here before. And everything was literally so cheap. Shot, beer, vodka, soda was $11.50.
What?
$11.50. It was, like, insane.
The best place
Matt sits
town.
Me in the back, and I was like, have you ever been here before? Like, why'd you choose this? She's like, I've been coming here since 1990.
Oh, no.
Just to give you a little bit of idea how fucking old he is.
That's giving away
That's funny.
A
that's
lot.
A lot.
That's giving away a lot.
That's a lot.
How many decades is that? That's like
Megan,
so many decades. Cut this out.
90.
That would be funny, actually, if we did that.
Yeah, that will do that.
Yeah. And by the way, I was not invited. Thank you guys so much. I really do.
I actually
well, we didn't want to make you feel.
From the bottom of my heart.
Motherfucker.
I do appreciate it. No, I'm being 100% sincere. Don't invite me anywhere.
Matt, say
thank
where
you.
We went last night and how I got to meet the lovely, lovely 6'3" Vince.
Yes. Are you flirting with them?
It sounds
Maybe.
A little bit. It
He's married, and we're going to get into that, too.
Yeah,
I'm also gay, so there's a couple caveats there. That
but your penis. This is.
But if my penis, if I had a penis.
Tune in Sunday. You have a baby reindeer gestating inside
That's
of you.
That's fine.
Tune in Sunday
He
for
doesn't
that.
Care. He's fine. He's progressive.
Thank
he's
you.
2019.
Yes.
But if I wasn't gay and I didn't have a huge schlong,
oh
yeah, I'd be hitting on Vince.
What is happening? Go ahead, Matt.
And John, like, left the room.
I think spring has sprung.
It apparently
Actually, it's spring.
Sprung
for John
in this room,
a couple
baby.
Weeks ago,
it
now
did.
He's over it.
He
I'm
was
gonna,
very like
I'm
feral a few weeks ago.
I'm gonna leave if
okay.
we don't get to this. Here
go
we
ahead,
go.
Matt.
All right, Matt.
He does obsess about men in showers in Sunday's episode.
You'll see on Sunday's
oh
episode.
God.
But what were the men in showers like? Like well,
what were the suds?
Someone
like?
Got murdered.
Okay. So last night we so. Your wife is Georgia Hartstar.
That's right.
From My Favorite
from my
Murder.
Favorite
That's
murder,
right.
Which is
the,
like
biggest true crime podcast.
True crime
Let's
podcast
just be honest.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. We're encroaching on them, though.
Amen,
not
sister.
Really.
Yeah, they feel
not
the
really.
Pressure, man. Yeah, they
not
feel
really.
It. She was super intimidated when I met her last night.
Oh,
for
I'm
sure.
Sure.
For
sure.
Yeah.
So Georgia
book
and
launch party.
Karen... came out with the book.
Yes.
It was released, well...
Yesterday.
Is,
came out yesterday.
Stay
yesterday.
Sexy and Don't
or,
Get Murdered.
On whatever night this is, yeah.
Yes. And it's doing really well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Vince invited us
I mean, I don't
to,
know, yeah.
I mean, it was like number one on Amazon and all the
Today. There's no doubt this is going to clean up.
It's crazy. So we went to this book launch party. It was at the Strand. Now, was this a private event?
Yeah, it's the Rare Book Room, apparently, is what they call it. And it's an event space.
Which was so cool. I had never been up there. I've been to the Strand like thousands of times, just never been up to that like kind of smaller room. And I was just in book heaven. Like, there was
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
May I jump in? Literally checking Amazon right now. It's number one on Amazon. All of Amazon.
Well, now we know that Vince isn't a fucking liar.
Yeah, well, thank you, Vince.
Well, these things change. I thank you for checking, because these things do change.
Yes, they do, but that's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, on the way there, I don't know why I have to mention this. Darren said, I'm so hungry, and I read that there would be hors d'oeuvres, right?
Okay.
And Darren ate
everything.
Literally, she like talked to all of the waiters who were coming around with hors d'oeuvres.
We did come and, like, late.
She said, "Come back to me often." And literally, they were walking up to her, and she was just like taking three at a time. And she ate all the breadsticks,
cheese sticks. To be fair, Matt was like, he saw me talking to like one of the servers or something, and they had great hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. And he was like, "Are you flirting?" And I go, "Well, I told her to come back to me next time. She's got those little weenies on her plate." Yeah. And they kept coming back to me because no one was fucking eating those things.
That's the way to do it.
And they were good. I don't know if you set that up, Vince. I
cooked it all myself, actually. Yeah,
they were delicious. I was full, but I literally ate everything in sight.
Listen, they're number one on Amazon. I think it's fine that you ate all of their hors d'oeuvres.
I will say you'll appreciate this, John. Yeah. As I'm going to meet Matt for a drink before we go to this party, I'm like, "Oh, I'm rounding the corner, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Damn it, we should have gone to a lesbian bar." Mm. I missed my chance. Mm. And I wrote back, "Oh, missed your chance to talk to women? Sweetie, you never had a chance to begin with."
It's a lesbian bar.
Right.
Vince is not having this.
But I was like, what do you want?
Vince is not having this.
I think he wanted to
He's
feel
about to wrestle you, Darren.
I think he wanted to feel comfort in the fact that women normally reject him. So he's like, "Let's go to a bar where I feel totally comfortable." And I was like, "We're not going to a lesbian bar, dude. I don't even go to lesbian bars."
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I thought you would appreciate that.
No, I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So Darren ate all the hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. How was the rest of the evening?
Got to meet Vince.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got to meet the ladies.
And got to meet Vince's wife.
Yes.
Right?
Georgia.
So here's the story. You don't know this, Vince, unless Georgia told you, but I don't think she would have told you. So I decided it would be a good
idea. They gave out their books.
Nice. Everyone got a book.
And they were signed
really,
already.
Really nice event. I had so much fun. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you.
Me too. Thank you.
I really had an amazing time. But I decided that we needed to make Carson jealous by having Georgia.
Darren's
girlfriend. Is Carson going to listen to this?
Yeah,
is she
probably.
Gonna be mad at me?
No, she's not going to listen to this. She has a life.
Okay. So by having Georgia write, "You're the sexiest woman I've ever seen."
Yeah. Always stirring the pot,
he pulls her over. Yeah. I introduce myself. I'm just like, "Hi, nice to meet you. Like, big fan."
Being normal,
yes, like, exactly, a normal human. Right. Like, I know that she doesn't necessarily, like, she doesn't give a shit who I am, like, which is fine.
Of course not.
And Matt's like, Gath gives her a pen. He's like, no, Vince gives a pen because he's fucking tour managing.
Sure.
And Matt's like, "Can you sign like Darren, like, you're the sexiest woman ever?" And Georgia like looks at me and I look at him and I go, I don't know what's happening. And
I'm
like,
"Why I thought that was a good idea. I thought it was a good idea at the time."
I'm rolling my eyes. And I was like, "Georgia, you don't have to do this. I don't even understand what this is."
So she
signs it, SSD, say sexy, don't, GM, say sexy, don't get murdered.
Yep.
And she looks at me, she goes, "I don't listen to men anymore."
And
I was like, "Oh, Georgia!" And I was like, "Balls, I love this."
You need to get her online. Get her online, Vince.
Just beat her. Don't feed her for a little while. It was so good.
That's amazing.
And I was like, "Me neither, Georgia." And I didn't tell her anything. I was like, "Yes."
And now the two of them
are starting their own podcast.
We're also dating.
We're also dating.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's new. It's brand new. I'm trying to impress her. It was so, and Matt just looked like a sunken man.
Yeah,
and he was
just smiling
and laughing. And I was like, no, you literally just like.
That is false. I didn't even hear her say
allegedly.
That.
Yeah.
Sunken.
Allegedly.
And then he got mad because I had to leave.
Wow. What a
yes,
story.
And then after Darren left, okay, so Chow came with us.
Our friend OG, of the show, yeah.
Number one.
The OG fan.
Our number one.
Literally our number one fan.
That's true. And Chow is a huge fan.
But Matt, being an asshole, was like, Chow, which podcast do you like more? And she's in the middle of this fucking book signing. Go, don't answer that.
Was I a dick last week?
He's always stirring the pot.
That's not my recollection. I wasn't around, but it's not my recollection. I can't imagine. But it's funny that you mentioned that he said he had been going to this bar over here since 19. Because after we went to Beauty Bar, my old haunt, and you were telling people, I came here the night this opened in 19. So you were making rounds in 19.
I used to live by the Beauty Bar when it opened. That's true.
Matt
I
was lived like on 12th and A. Halfway through our drinks at Jimmy's Corner, he was like, I had my bachelor party here. And I was like, stop saying the lamest things you've ever said to me.
But if it's true.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why is Matt always stirring the pot, though? You know what I mean? Can't it just be a nice evening?
Yeah, I was like, why does she have to pick?
Yeah.
And she was like, I was telling a story.
Go ahead.
Chow.
Yeah.
A murderino.
Yeah,
right?
She's a murderino. Yeah,
And a dedicator.
And she was very excited to have them sign the book.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then
Vince facilitated.
Which he did. Yeah, it was super sweet of you. She was very happy.
Yes.
And then we ended up leaving altogether, right? Because our mutual friends were there.
Yep.
And then there was like a stretch limousine outside.
Oh yeah, Matt took
and
a picture.
And all of a sudden, Chow was like getting into this. Chow was like. On cloud nine.
Wait, why was she getting it?
We went to the Beauty Bar.
Oh, you guys went together.
Yeah,
in the limo.
And Darren, got it. Darren left. So oh, Darren got messed it. Up. Right?
Well, she was probably embarrassed after all this.
Look at this picture he sent me of the limo. Why are you here in a stretch limo? What is this, 1992? Like, okay.
That's
like,
good.
All right.
Well, that sounds like a great evening.
What time did you get home?
I think I left at about 11:30.
Oh, that's a
respectable time.
I left. I think I was gone by 11, so I can't confirm or deny when you left. But
a slice of pizza afterwards.
That was a good call.
At a place you've been going to since 19.
Since the 40s?
I've been here since the 70s.
The best pizza places have been around since the 70s.
The original Rays. Yeah. Did you leave with Georgia or did she stay to party?
No, they had already left and then I stayed because the party at Beauty Bar was basically my friends, so I stayed a little longer, yeah.
I relate. Well, so that confirms that Matt is an actual friend of Vince's.
Let's see, right? Vince will be on Sunday's new episode, by the way. It's going to be really good. It's all about a wrestling murder, that's a little spoiler alert for you guys listening.
He provides way more detail and commentary than Matt ever could ever.
He's a podcaster. I'm a bartender.
That's fair enough. Vince, we know you have to leave, so we will say goodbye and thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
I hope to see you again.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
And listen to We Watch Wrestling, guys.
Subscribe to We Watch Wrestling. Thank you so much.
Wow. Well, what a night you guys had. Thank you, Vince. He has already left the room. But
I will say, and I forgot to mention this, that I told Carson, my girlfriend, you know, I was like, oh, I'll call you when I get home. It won't be late, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going out for drinking with Matt. And she was like, is he going to sleep over again in your shorts? And I was like, no, I'm going to really tame him this time.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't just give it up so easily.
Right. No, exactly. That's nice that she would ask.
You got to let the reindeer work for it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we top that story, but I did want to touch base and ask how your birthday weekend went.
Yes.
What did you do? Did you have fun? I just went to San Diego. I visited my boyfriend who's out there right now.
I saw you living your best life in a pool.
I was. It was
did you go to the zoo?
I didn't. A lot of people have been asking me that.
San Diego Zoo.
I know. I should have gone. We went to Balboa Park, which is near where the zoo is, but didn't have the time. But it was a really fun weekend full of sun and fun.
Was that the first time you've seen him since he's shipped off?
Yeah, that was the first time.
Was it weird, like, getting used to each other again?
Not so much getting used to each other, but I would say that, like, our voices, just because we'd only really heard our digital voices over the phone, and then you're like, oh, right, this is what you sound like in person, and, you know, so that was fun.
When I had long-distance relationship, it was always like, at first it was like really exciting, and you miss them, but then you're kind of like, oh, I have to get used to this person being in my life again and in my space, not in a bad way, but it's you know, just what you guys used to.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
by the way, I flew over the Grand.
Yeah,
I,
can you talk to me about that? Because in your notes, wait, guys, in his notes for what he wants to say is, I thought I flew over the Grand Canyon. I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Period.
So here's what happened. I was flying to San Diego, and of course, from New York, you fly over New Mexico and Arizona.
The country. Yes.
And I'm looking out the window, and by the way, we won't say what Sunday's martini is because it's exciting.
But it's our favorite.
It might be our favorite one, and Matt's just giving us a quick refill.
And let's just say this is both of our thirds today.
That's right.
This is our third.
John is drinking. So I'm flying over, and you know, I ended up in a window seat. I prefer aisle, but window is great. You're not in the middle seat. That's really all that matters. You know?
I prefer aisle then middle then window.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
I don't think I would. I would handle that very well.
I know one prefers the middle, but I do.
Well, I'm flying over and I'm looking down, you know, clearly like lots of desert. New Mexico is a lot of that, whatever. And I think I see the Grand Canyon and I'm like, oh my God. That's the Grand Canyon right there. I see it. It's very, I'm like, oh, I thought it'd be bigger. I don't know. I guess that's amazing. I take a picture and then I'm like, that's probably not the Grand Canyon. I thought it was way bigger than that. And I look and I'm flying over New Mexico. The Grand Canyon's like northern Arizona. I'm nowhere near the Grand Canyon. So
what was it?
It looked like it would have been something similar. Like, I'm sure it was a canyon, but I'm sure nowhere near as big as like the actual Grand Canyon.
Just continuing the stereotype that Americans have no idea about geography.
I haven't spent any time in that corner of the world of this place. But by the way, another thing too is I got to San Diego, and I do want to hear about your birthday.
No, I was going
to
say your other note is scooters.
Well, you threw back to me, so I'm just getting my things out of the way.
I want you to talk about it.
Okay, so remember when we were in Austin for South by Southwest? There were scooters everywhere.
Lime, Bird, Uber has their own, yes. Lyft has their own.
And I was like, oh my God, because in New York City, they aren't here yet. They've been banned. I think it's a good thing that they're banned here because...
Yeah, because assholes will just leave them in fucking parking spaces.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
On the street.
Is in Austin, they were everywhere. Of course, it was South by Southwest, so there were more people, but... literally every alley and sidewalk was just littered with them and not even like standing upright. I mean, they were literally, and by the way, when I say scooter, I mean electric scooter for those who don't know.
They have them all over Washington, D.C.
People would die here.
Oh, that's what I was getting at. The amount of bikers who are safety conscious and have helmets on that die on a monthly basis in New York is staggering.
It's because they take those fucking city bikes, but I could go off on a diatribe about this.
Well, anyway, the scooters in Austin, I was like, I could not see that happening. However... in San Diego, which is not, you know, it's not Austin, it's South by Southwest. Fine.
San Diego.
We rented them and they are so
fun. They're fun.
And you can get to wherever the hell you want so much quicker than like jumping in a cab. They're electric. They have no emissions. We had a complete blast for 2 days. We just rode around basically popping into stores and like hanging out on them. And you can drive them anywhere in the city. And they weren't destroyed and laying everywhere like they were in Austin. Not to hate on Austin, by the way. I loved Austin.
We were there for a very popular time.
Convention. Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to say, like, if your city or community can kind of handle them, I think they're a great thing. My whole purview of them has completely changed.
I'd rather those than the fucking city bikes.
Yeah, for sure.
I hate the city bikes so
much. Why do you hate them? Because they're just big and bulky.
They take up parking space. They do take up a lot. No one knows how to ride them. They're stupid. And we're a car and walking city. We are not a biking city. Like, stop trying to make us Amsterdam. We're not. I mean, I know I'm going to get a ton of hate mail being like, I love city bike and walking to work. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's buy a bike. Like, they're $100. Like, you're taking up all the parking, which is already so fucking shitty.
True.
And bikers do not follow the traffic laws in New York City.
That's true.
You can't choose to be a pedestrian at one moment and a driver at the other moment.
That's true.
You have to follow the driving rules. You have to go down one-way streets the right way.
Listen up.
Stop salmoning. I fucking hate it. Sorry.
Salmoning is when you're going up the
you're going upstream. Yeah. You're on the wrong way. It's just fucking annoying. I hate it.
We need to have a whole thing about this.
I'm 31
your
and no fun, and that's what I've been telling people.
Last thing I want to mention is I saw Aladdin. You know, I love a movie.
Yes. How was Will Smith as the genie?
I will say this. I was very apprehensive of him going into it because it didn't work for me when they announced it.
Yeah. And like, no, I just feel like even though it's animated, like Robin Williams is the genie.
I know.
Always,
how do you
like,
top that?
Yeah. How do you top that?
However, by the time the movie started, I didn't even think about it worked really well. It was a good.
Oh, good.
You know what I didn't realize and I didn't think of is that role, you have to be a singer and a dancer and do all that stuff. And Will Smith is actually great for that.
Of course,
you know?
He is.
He's a great entertainer. So I enjoyed it. I will say it's missing a lot of the magic that made the animated film. In my opinion,
it has to, right? I mean,
exactly, because
it's
a live action movie. You shouldn't expect it to be kind of comical and cartoonish.
So, like, I think when remakes come out, even live action,
yeah.
And I did not see Beauty and the Beast, so I can't say. But I think that Megan's like giving like the murmur.
It was fine.
I think the animation of that time.
Yeah.
There's so much wanderlust when I look back at like the nostalgia of the 90s and Little Mermaid
sure,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And now when you try, it's like old video games. Like I so much prefer to play a Sega Sonic Generation 1 than I do to play like NBA 2K19
or something.
Yeah, because it's so heavily graphiced and like I'm looking for Aladdin to be like, let me feel like a child again, not like I'm 31 watching a different show.
Exactly. And I feel like this is going to be the same problem that The Lion King is going to have.
Yeah.
It looks way too serious. I'm a huge Lion King fan, but these live action trailers have gotten me not even closely too excited. I'm so very bored.
Yeah, I don't really know how I feel about it. I mean, I guess I should watch one to have a full blown opinion of it. But I will say that the reason I haven't is because I've just been really hesitant about it in general.
Well, Beauty and the Beast, I think, because it is even the cartoon kind of dramatic, there's a lot of kind of dramatic elements there.
Yeah.
That translated really well to the live action version. And,
right.
And by the way, it's like one of the top grossing movies of all time. So a lot of people liked it. Aladdin felt like it was supposed to be more fun, and I just don't feel like it was that fun.
Interesting.
I don't know. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. We walked out of the theater in a good mood about it.
Right, right, right.
But I guess it's just missing. There are a lot of key elements from the movie, the original, that aren't even in this one. I won't spoil it, but
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I want the original.
Now, listen, I'm so sorry I took up so much time talking about me.
No need to apologize.
I want to know how your birthday weekend went.
Birthday weekend was amazing. I mean, it was so nice hitting like the Friday of a long week.
Totally, yeah.
Like it
what
was great timing. I had gone out on Thursday night with another couple with Carson.
Yeah.
That were like became recent friends of ours, another lesbian couple. And we don't really have a lot of like lesbian couple friends that we get to hang out with. A lot of our lesbian friends live in LA and they're just not here. And so
we
met up with them and we were like, all right, this is kind of like our first date. Like, let's see how it goes.
Oh, first like couples date.
Yeah. And it ended up being so much fun.
Where'd you go?
We went to Soho House to start for dinner, had some drinks, and then Carson, they were like, let's go to a bar. And Carson goes, oh, we used to go to this dive bar around here, but I forget what it's called. Baby, can you look up Ass Juice NYC on your phone? Which was a drink there. And I go, okay. So I look it up and it goes to this Double Down Saloon, which is in the
East Village
or whatever. And like near First and First.
Yeah.
And we go there. By the way, first off, it was like a dive, you know, it was a dive.
Sure.
Ass Juice, 1 for $4, 2 for $9.
Wow.
And I said that immediately, you know, but 2 for $9 as 1 for $4.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was thinking.
But I don't think anyone like noticed it. And I was, of course, was like, what the fuck is this? And there were just like people get so drunk that they don't realize that it's like not a deal. And I'm like, well, I fucking realized.
Wow.
We
good
got
for
obliterated.
You.
I learned how to play pool. So I was like very hungover.
You learned how to play like for the first time?
Billiards, yeah. Like,
wow.
I mean, I sort of knew, but I had really played a whole game.
Yeah.
We had a great time. And then Friday, Carson took me to this like amazing French restaurant on Prospect Park called.
What's it called?
Oxalis.
I might have been there. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like, it's kind of new.
Is it like in a bunch of like newer, is it like in a plaza of new stuff?
It's not in a plaza. It's like off the street. It's like off the beaten path. It's like, will be Michelin star when it comes around to being rated.
Got it.
It was really nice. Like they put Happy Birthday Darren on the menu.
I saw that on your Instagram. Well, I was like, so wow. Nice.
It was such a good touch. Like it was so delicate and very sweet. And it wasn't ostentatious in any sort of way.
Yeah.
One of the first restaurants I took Carson to, which was in Brooklyn, they had like 5 tables. And I told them, I was like, oh, it's my girlfriend's birthday, blah, blah, blah. I want to impress her. And they were like, take her out to the back when you first get here. So I took her out to the back and they had graffitied Happy Birthday Carson on their brick wall, which was so fucking cool. And it was just me, her, and the chef. And like, we were talking.
They better have gotten a good tip for that.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Like, it was just great.
That's
and
nice.
Then Saturday and Sunday, you know, we chilled. We had a bunch bunch of different parties to go to, but Monday she took me rafting on the Delaware River, which we always go to. Check out my Instagram to see how beautiful that photo
was.
Yeah. It was the most perfect day. If any of you were in New York City on Monday, it was perfect.
There's something about your Instagram picture. You're centered just perfectly in the perspective of the background that it almost looks like you have like butterfly wings or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like dying on the microphone.
And that's like no filter. That was just a photo taken. Like that's how perfect it was.
So are you saying that your birthday was like hashtag perfect?
And I was like hashtag amazing. And then I'm going to, Carson got me a trip to Seattle and Portland for my birthday.
God.
So we're going to go in July.
Christ. What a birthday.
Yeah, she's like, she's impressive. She's impressive.
Yeah.
And I got I got sneakers.
Those are nice sneakers.
Yeah, yeah. My black leather ones. You think she knows me?
You also
Carson get those for you?
She did.
Are you fucking kidding?
She doesn't mess around.
She does not.
I was just thinking, like, hello,
don't let her
birthday.
Head get too big. I want her to continue to impress me after 5 years, you know?
Seattle and Portland, right? And sneakers and dinners. And
to be fair, she did say she was going with me.
Menu and what?
She didn't say she was going with me.
And what?
She's like, here you go. Like,
oh, okay.
She'd easily be shipping me off by myself.
There's one round trip ticket to Seattle. Got it.
That's right.
Well, happiest birthday to
you. Thank you.
I hope you saw my tribute post to you on Instagram.
And I love that the fans were like, oh, are you going to get her a late birthday gift? And I was like, the fans are on my side and I fucking love this.
But then you said that was good enough of a gift for you.
It's true.
So there you go, people.
It was, and you texted me.
I noticed one fan said,
let me go.
Asked about the birthday gift, if John got it, and then said, oh, it's probably in the mail.
I'm like, who was that? You're getting blocked and deleted right now.
You are not getting blocked. You are getting awarded. Facebook award. All the messages you guys sent me, they did not go unnoticed. I'm so sorry if I didn't respond to everything and like everything. It was so sweet. It brightened my day. Like,
you had
all
a
the
lot of
cat
really positive
memes.
Things. Yeah.
It was great.
Amazing.
So thank you all for making my birthday special.
It's basically, I think what she's saying is, it's like a national celebration.
It seems that way. It literally is national, maybe even international.
People were asking me what I wanted for Father's Day. Which
right.
I also feel like is highly appropriate.
So happy Father's Day to you when the time is right.
I was like, let me think about it.
Think about that.
Think about this.
Well, okay, we also want to get to, let's talk briefly about Milkshakes and Magic. Amazing.
Yes.
Matt's kids, you weren't able to make it on that one, unfortunately, but Matt's kids were so cute.
It was that much more magical without me.
It was so good.
They continue to be in the most adorable things.
If you haven't listened to it, please go and check that one out because it's just so cute a couple episodes ago. But tell us how you felt when on your birthday you wake up and you see bonus episode, the secret Darren episode.
I mean, I knew that. I mean, obviously, because I came in at the end, you know, and Matt and I had talked about like the last 7 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And Megan and I even talked about it where I was just like, thank you so much, blah, 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 for doing this. And Megan was like, that was hilarious to work on. Like the whole thing was really funny. And I woke up in the morning on my birthday and I was like,
did you know it was coming out on your birthday?
Well, you had said Friday. No, because you had said Friday secret episode.
Right.
And so I figured like it was going to be around then. So like I downloaded it and I listened to it and I was like, first off, I forgot half the stories. So it was really nice hearing about you from your like best friend's perspective.
Right.
You know, I mean, to be fair, and I think Matt said this like right after you guys interviewed him, you were like, you trained him well because he was so tame and you end up looking really good. I love Matt's question of like, did Darren ever cheat? And I'm like, what the fuck is he asking? And he's like, in school? And Brian's like, no.
Oh my God.
I thought you asked good
Once
questions,
again,
Matt.
Stirring the pot, as always.
I definitely forgot about a lot of the stories that he told. I was so pissed he mentioned the kimchi story because that's a weakness of mine.
Yeah.
But I love the last like 7 minutes when I come in and I'm like so vulnerable that I just start shitting on everyone.
I know.
Even Matt said to me, he was like, John literally had nothing to do with it.
You were
just like, John.
She just kept looking at you and be like, John.
And I had to
John.
Keep saying, like, I have no idea what's happening. I just learned about this.
And Brian, who was like, see, she's turning. Like,
I will
she's
say this.
Turning.
Just some background. You know, Matt was telling me that something like this might go on and like, you know, he had met Brian at the Gramercy show, our live show. And I was because I'm very protective of you.
Of course.
I was like, Matt, remember me saying this? I was like, I don't think she's going to like this. I was like, I don't think you should do this. I think that she's going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
She does not like, to your credit, by the way, you do not like not surprises, but you don't like when things go, are out of a routine when you're working, I feel like.
Yeah, I like
you and I really kind of vibe off of that.
Yes, exactly.
Like to be prepared more than anything.
Uh-huh.
So I just also want to take this moment.
Although having a child with Matt, I feel like has prepared me for the unexpected.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I want to take this moment and make it about me.
Yes, but
and let everyone in this room know that if this ever happens with me.
We already talked about that. No. And I were like, who would we ask?
No, don't ask because I will not be able to handle it.
There's a really good friend of John's.
No.
Has worked
see, Matt
in the newspaper business.
Oh.
And I actually have her resume and phone number.
Oh, that's true. Leanne.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I've met a number of John's friends, and I feel like I would be happy to get them on the horn.
Darren would know who to talk to. But anyway, we hope that you liked it.
It was. Yeah. I was laughing out loud. Like, yeah. I thought it was really funny. You know, I was worried a little bit because he's Chinese. And,
yeah.
and he was like, every time she sees me, she mentions that I'm Chinese. And I'm like, that's a funny thing between us. But he was like, but she's not racist. And I was like, please tell them that I'm not racist. And it's literally a joke between us. And like, please, dear God. And then they ended up doing that. And I told Megan, I was like, please don't make us seem racist. And I was like, because I'm not.
No, you're definitely not racist.
It was just like a funny joke. Because he's like, every time she's got to mention that I'm Chinese. Yeah. And I was like,
but see, that's the thing.
That's an inside scoop.
That was the thing I was worried about. I was like, oh God, if something like that comes up and like, maybe it's not, if it's not explained the right way.
Right. And I was like, please, Matt, steer him to explain this. And then it all worked out fine.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I love Brian that much more. Like,
he's a great guy, by the way.
But Matt said he listened to the ending of me coming in being like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah,
and me turning in 2 seconds onto everyone in this room.
That's amazing.
Was very me. So thank you guys
it was
for organizing.
I mean, honestly, like, it was like you were just shooting a gun. She was just going off, you know?
It's her defense mechanism. She wants to be in control, guys.
Thank you, John, for knowing me.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank
you.
By the way,
as that's my birthday gift. Recently, he missed his calling.
Which
maybe
is
it's
what?
Not too late. He needs to be a fucking therapist.
Oh, man.
You're a good moderator.
Thanks.
He's so good
mediator,
and intuitive and emotionally intelligent.
Thank you, Matt.
He needs to be a therapist.
Matt, John has a high IQ and EQ.
I don't know if I do, actually, about that. I might.
But high EQ. I wouldn't say IQ.
EQ is what? Emotional, whatever?
Quotient.
I would probably say I have a good EQ. Yeah, Matt and I were talking recently and...
Well, you're sensitive,
about
too.
Some things, just personal things, you know, friendship-related things.
Oh.
And I apparently was, like, reiterating a lot of things he had heard from other professionals, potentially, Matt. Is that the
My
best?
My therapist.
Your therapist.
I don't even need to pay a therapist. Yeah. I can just talk to John.
He's 20.
I'm proud of that fact. I'm a good listener, guys. I think
as
that's
you
what
should
it
be.
Is. Yeah.
But thank you guys so much
like,
for organizing
John,
that.
Get into my office.
We have therapy.
I need therapy sessions.
He puts a calendar invite. Matt's
I will
therapy.
Say I really appreciated all the bleeps in
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
Megan, that's Megan.
That was all Megan. Yeah. I really appreciated all the bleeps just to save me a little face so people think I'm as horrible as
oh
I portray
God.
On this podcast.
No, you're not.
But
horrible.
Thank you, everyone, for the birthday wishes. It was very, very lovely. I appreciate it.
Well, to wrap up this long episode, because we don't usually... How long are we at, Megan, at this point?
Half an hour.
Okay,
not
so
bad.
We're on track.
Yeah.
I want to mention we'll be at CrimeCon next freaking weekend.
I can't
can you believe
it.
It's already here?
I can't believe
Matt,
it.
Can we announce what the topic is, do you think, or does that need to be...
Yeah, go ahead.
We're talking... Darren, why don't you tell us?
We're going to actually be doing a live recording. A lot of... It's going to be very similar to Susan Cox Powell, if you saw that.
Our live shows.
But if you're coming to CrimeCon, we're actually going to be covering Chris Watts, which we have covered on this podcast before, but this one's going to have audio of Chris Watts' confession.
His confession.
We're going to have a... We're going to do a deeper dive into it. You're definitely going to want to check it out. Are we releasing it as an episode, a separate episode maybe?
I don't know
because we've already covered
probably
not, because you know what, we want you guys to come to our live shows
and see
so,
the exclusivity
yeah,
of it
come
all.
See us, come to New Orleans.
Yes.
And also we're going to be we had mentioned this before, we're going to be doing an official meetup, but we want to wait till we get there because it's Pride weekend.
Did you see a couple comments of being like, oh, are they doing a meetup in New Orleans?
Yeah.
And someone was like, yeah, but Darren's keeping it very close because they have to see if it's cool enough that John will actually come out. And I was like, true words have never been spoken.
I didn't see that, but that's true. I
true
need to
words
make sure
have
it's
never been spoken.
It's very comfy and the lighting is right.
can we also say that we're talking about doing a fall tour?
Maybe.
Can we talk
about how we're doing it. I mean,
we want to do it.
I hope we do it.
We're starting to plan it. We're thinking about it. It seems like it's going to be a reality.
Matt's giving a lot away here, but yeah, there's something in the works.
There is a chance to come see us most likely in the fall.
In the fall.
Yes.
Matt's just giving things away that are big, big ticket things here, Matt, but it's fine.
Matt doesn't give a shit. Matt is a piece of shit.
No, yeah. So if you can't see us in New Orleans, maybe in the fall we'll be back doing.
I hope in the fall.
I mean, this spring we basically did a tour. We were doing in Austin. We did New York. And then I feel like we did a few more, but that wasn't really a tour. But anyway, one last thing I want to mention. You know, I am on my plastic free kick, Darren. And coming up on June 5th is one plastic free day, which is crazy. Because I was just like talking about a news story I saw, and then I realized like there's a whole day dedicated to this. So,
hashtag dedicated.
In honor of June 5th, which is hashtag One Plastic Free Day, we're giving out a code for shopoxygen.com to get 15% off a reusable water bottle.
And I have one of them, and they're my it's my favorite one.
Yeah, they're amazing,
and they come with a built-in straw.
I was gonna say it comes with a straw. It keeps everything cold if you're going to in between classes, or you're like a tennis player like me.
Or you get too drunk and you fall asleep, but you have water in your hand, but you wake up 5 hours later and it's still cold and refreshing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking
of. There you go.
Yes. Or to yoga.
Or to yoga.
Walking. That's fine.
If you use code NOPLASTIC on shopoxygen.com, you can get 15% off a reusable water bottle or anything on the site, but use it for your free your 15% off reusable water bottle.
Or some martinis and murder merch.
Yeah, exactly. There's tons of stuff. And if you post a pic using the hashtag and tag us, we'll maybe even give you a shout out on a future episode.
Yeah.
But make sure you do it on June 5th. And I think that's all of our housekeeping.
I think that's it. Thank you guys.
What a fun show, by the way. This has been
really
fun.
What a fun show. And again, thank you guys for all the birthday wishes. You really made it special.
All right.
I love you all.
See you Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.